Hey, it's Ben and Kelly today on the podcast.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
Yes. Be careful when you're interneting today.
And we get into an OCD's dream closet.
This is the best quirk ever.
Yeah. Plus, her boyfriend could be a scammer, and I think we all agreed that there was definitely some gray area there.
Yeah, thinking that she might want to jump ship at this point. It's only been day three. Plus, a classic April Fool's prank that is really a cautionary tale for us all.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
One of Alex Cole, he's a comedian. One of his favorite days is today.
My favorite holiday is April Fool's Day. And some people try and bring me down, say it's not even a holiday. I think that's the greatest holiday there is because the way it's structured. Because on April Fool's Day, you play a prank on a friend of yours, and then you yell the name of the holiday at them. You guys feel me on that, right? I don't see why we don't celebrate every holiday like that.
Okay.
Like, who set fire to my mailbox? Happy Valentine's Day! You're the one!
It would have a different ring if every holiday was celebrated like that.
It would. 1,000%.
Oh, shoot. Today on the show, we have a lot of stuff to get to, including some tickets for the Louisville Ballet's Cinderella, which is cool. There is a listener who rolls in with their quirk. Okay.
Okay.
And, we're going to kind of, dissect it, unpack it all, the quirk, and then maybe what your weird quirk is as well.
And not all quirks are bad, I'll say that.
No.
No, some of them are pretty great.
I mean, I think you're kind of on board with our listener's quirk.
I would call it a quality.
There you go.
It's a quality.
It is a quality. Coming up, there is a woman who's going viral, who's talking about her favorite things that Americans say. Now, she's from Britain, so like she is enjoying that sort of like just hearing Americans talk about certain things. So we'll have that for you coming up here in just a little bit on 99.7 EJX. Before that, though, it's a little setting the bar story. And setting the bar stories are just like we set the bar for your day very, very low.
It's a little life hurdle we think you can jump over.
Yeah. I mean, you never want to get into a high-speed chase with a police officer.
Oh, no. That's a bad decision in so many different ways.
Yeah, exactly. So, imagine having to stop in the middle of your high-speed chase. Now, for the police, that's like, yes, please do that. For the crook...
It does make it harder to get away.
Yeah. Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Sure. Gas mileage can be affected when your tires aren't properly inflated. Little car hack for you there. Not really a big deal. Just top them off whenever you get the chance, right?
Sure.
However, if you can manage to make it through the day without stopping to properly inflate your tires during a high-speed chase when you're running from police, then you're doing okay.
Got it.
Now listen, we could say, hey, don't get yourself in a situation where you got to run from police.
Sure.
Then you don't got to worry about that.
Exactly.
A couple idiots from Nashville, they got arrested after they thought the police had stopped chasing them.
Oh.
So basically, a cop noticed that the license plate they were driving in the car that they were in was obscured. And it was like, hey, just try to pull him over. The guy was like, nope, because, well, he was guilty anyways. He had a suspended license. He had drugs on him and all that stuff. So thought he outran everybody. Didn't realize there was a helicopter that was up above.
Oh, oopsie daisies.
And they're like, oh, yeah.
Old, a good view.
Old Jonathan's over at the Speedway filling up his tires. Cops are like, oh, yeah. Hey, Jonathan, how are you? He was like,
let's have a talk.
Yeah, exactly. No word on the exact charges they're facing, but like I said, Jonathan and his buddy busted for drugs, driving on a suspended license, all that stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, racking up some charges.
Yeah, you know, hey, it is good, and maybe it's good before you head out today, like hoping you're not like heading out for a life of crime. But
right.
Just make sure
just
that
going about your day.
Yeah, just make sure your tires are properly inflated. Then
right.
You're not gonna have to worry about any of this stuff.
Yeah, you won't be late for a meeting.
Yeah,
you
won't
know,
be late for a meeting.
Stuff like that.
Right. Right.
Okay.
All right. That's your setting the bar story.
Good note.
On 99.7 EJX. If you've ever traveled to a different state, sometimes you hear phrases or words that you don't typically hear in the Kentuckiana area. Imagine traveling to a different country. You're going to hear a lot of different words, phrases, things that you don't necessarily hear in your everyday day-to-day, right?
Sure.
So this woman who has been posted on TikTok, and her entire TikTok is about a Brit living in the United States. She moved to the United States and she's been living here for a few months. But it's funny, she talks about the things she loves hearing.
My absolute favorite is good job.
Good job.
This is something, these are things that you don't hear like in Britain being said by a lot of people. They just have different phrases, different ways to say the same things. But like here in, especially, like, she lives in Michigan, so, like, Midwest. Good job!
Then it's gotta be, you're all set.
You're all set.
You're all set.
You're all set.
Have a great day, then. Okay,
hey,
bye-bye.
Hey, you're
bye
all
bye
set.
I love hearing y'all.
Absolutely.
Yeah, y'all is not something that you're gonna hear over in England. Y'all? What do you think about that? Y'all?
My husband says this all the time. Get a hold.
Get a hold.
Get a hold.
Get a hold.
Gotta get a hold of someone.
Yeah, gotta get a hold of someone.
Oh, get a hold of someone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not if you're freaking out. Get a hold of yourself.
Well, get a hold of yourself.
Let's get a hold of them. Find out what they want to do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Gotta get a hold of them. And again, something that I never thought in a million years would be something that, right, that would stand out about what things that we say.
Another absolute favorite is liquor.
Liquor.
And on another foot is stove.
Stove?
Stove? What do they call it over there?
I don't know.
I love stove because Brits just call it a cooker.
Okay, there you go.
Let's see. A cooker?
Let's do that again.
Brits just call it a cooker.
Yeah, don't know.
A cooker.
Just call it a cooker.
A cooker.
A cooker.
A cooker, yes. Not a stove. It's a cooker.
Yes. It's a
Brits
cooker.
Just call it a cooker.
I mean, that's true. It is what it does.
Yeah, so she loves the word stove because that's just, again, a word that she's not used to hearing. Coming from England, she just calls it a cooker.
Another favorite is the huh.
Huh. That's just because I'm collecting my thoughts.
Huh.
Not quite sure what to say about that.
Huh.
Huh.
Because he's saying, interesting.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's kind of like
also
you're saying.
A nice way to say, I think that's a little crazy.
Huh.
Trying to form my thoughts.
Interesting.
Right.
Huh.
Because it doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad.
Right, exactly.
I love that. And another one is, have a good one.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Yeah, that's something I say all the time. Hey, have a good one.
Well, yeah.
Take it easy. Have a good one.
What do they say in England? Do they just not, like, say anything like that to each other when they leave? Just, okay, bye.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. She didn't go into what they say in response.
I needed her to, like, break it down to, like, if they just don't have any sort of an equivalent or what they say instead.
Right. We'll tweet out her TikTok, but it's pretty funny. Just and you can kind of scroll her TikTok because she talks about things that are, you know, different to her living in America than in England.
It's fun
now
to see us through the lens of someone else.
Right, for sure. At Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 EJX. All right, still to come this hour. How about a feel good? Every hour, we give you feel-good stories. Kelly K.
So this is another viral video. It doesn't really have any audio other than just a song and some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But Lorraine ordered food from DoorDash. recognized her delivery driver. When her meal arrived, it was her former high school science teacher.
Oh, wow.
Wilmer Melendez.
Okay.
Now, he retired from teaching in 2013, but took the door dashing to help pay for his son's education, which he paid for on credit cards. He also suffers from a chronic autoimmune disease, which causes muscle weakness. So she posted a TikTok with some pictures, some selfies, and created a GoFundMe to help him, you know, pay off the debt and maybe stop needing to DoorDash.
Sure.
And I just checked. Now, she originally posted this back in January 31st. People Magazine just featured the story, though. So it's raised over $41,000 for him so far.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. And the link is still up. So she's hoping now with this new exposure that maybe some more will roll in. But yeah, just a really sweet story of, you know, oh my gosh, that's my former teacher. And she said that when he saw her, he instantly recognized her too. She graduated in 2010. So yeah, just a really sweet story of, yeah, trying to have it come full circle. He obviously played a big role in her life as an educator, and she's trying to give back a little bit. You can see the story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show on X.
What is your unique quirk? We got this message from the, quote, tattooed Mexican, a listener of ours.
Yeah, he named himself. He says, Buenos dias, B&K.
Ah.
Heard your what's your quirk last week, so here's mine, because my wife, who is a listener, Amber down the street, says this isn't normal for a guy.
Okay.
So when my wife introduces me to her friends, all they see is a 6 foot six tall, 280-pound tattooed Mexican with RBF.
RBF.
Resting B face. I have an unapproachable demeanor.
Uh-huh.
So when my wife tells them that I have this quirk, it's usually shocking.
Gotcha.
You ready?
Yes.
My clothes are hung up by color.
Mm-hmm.
Long sleeves with long sleeves, short sleeves with short sleeves, etc.
Okay.
I also fold my clothes like they do in department stores and color coordinate them in my dresser.
Okay.
My boxer briefs, white undershirts, and socks are separated by color and size. Tube socks with tube socks, ankle socks with ankle socks, and separated by color.
Oh, wow.
But wait, that's not all.
Oh.
I also rotate that. So when I do laundry, the recently washed clothes go to the back.
Mm.
And I bring last week's unused to the front so they all get worn in order.
Mm.
All by color as well.
Mm.
But wait, there's more.
Oh my gosh.
I also separate my work clothes from my good clothes.
Yeah.
Work boxer, socks, and white undershirts to the right, the good clothes to the left.
Uh-huh.
I have this thing where everything needs to be worn out evenly.
Oh.
So what do you guys think?
Wow, that is meticulous.
I love it.
You're on board.
This is an OCD dream.
Yeah, I was going to say that is the qualities of someone who has OCD.
Yes. That is like, for sure. I don't think that I ever set out consciously to do that. It just ends up that way.
So you do kind of the same thing?
I kind of do the same thing. Like in the closet, I'm hanging short sleeve shirts together, long sleeve shirts together, like sweaters are together. And I do tend to put the same colors near each other as well.
I don't. I had a roommate who, his closet was color coordinated, where it would go from darks to lights, all like from left to right. So it would be like the dark colors, and then it would slowly, like ombre, fade into whites.
That sounds gorgeous.
Onto the right. Yeah, exactly. I have a spot to put like sweaters and sweatshirts and pants and shirts and things like that, but I don't I don't separate them by color like
his
that.
His system of rotating too, putting the freshly washed in the back and moving up, that is next level.
That's interesting.
It makes my heart happy.
Well, that's interesting that he brings that up, because I remember not too long ago having this conversation with my wife, who's like, man, you love that pair of underwear. And it's like a pair of, well, not to get too personal, but eggplant underwear.
Oh, great.
That
great.
But I'm like, yeah, well, sure. I do like them, but they just, when they get washed, they get put back on top.
And then they're just easier to grab.
Yeah, just grab those again.
Yeah.
And so I just wear them again. So,
but see, if you incorporated the tattoo Mexican's method, then others would get their turn.
We got a text from a listener. Is this guy for hire?
I know, right? Right? He should have a television show because this is like next level. My drawers do not have that level of, I have a sock drawer. I do have like, I got some of those little divider things. So I'll keep like fuzzy ones on one side, but I'm not doing anything with like lining them up or separating them by color, you know, and then I've got like a t-shirt drawer, but there's like no, they're just all folded. There's no like organization.
Right, right. There's not an organization. In fact, you know, I have, like two or three different t-shirt places that I go. And, you know, one's for like running t-shirts. And then I've got a couple other that are like, this is station t-shirts, like radio station t-shirts.
Right.
And then this is, well, then I guess I have another level because then I have like second tier t-shirts. And then I've got like main rotation t-shirts.
Are you hanging any of the t-shirts? Like the nicer t-shirts that you don't want to get wrinkled, I'm hanging.
None of my t-shirts ever get hung.
Oh. Okay.
No. No,
I do that for both my son and my husband. Like if these are going to be like nicer t-shirts that you're going to wear out, like maybe to a dinner or something, we're hanging those because they get really wrinkled when they're folded in, you know, because they kind of tend to smash them a little.
What's your weird quirk? Do you have a laundry quirk? Do you have a relationship quirk? Something that you've identified about yourself? 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of your stories about that coming up here on 99.7 DJX. We'll get to Saturn, SZA, and then your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX. So what's your weird or interesting quirk? It's 99.7 DJX. Jamie!
I just happened this morning, but yeah, I can't stand to listen to somebody else brush their teeth.
it literally
makes me gag.
I've never really sat there and listened, I guess. Maybe the water's running and I don't really pay much attention. I just can't take it.
Jamie, do you have a problem with loud chewers, too?
Oh, yeah. You must, right?
I feel like everybody does, right? Oh. I don't know if that's really a weird quirk. I mean, that's kind of a, I think that's a normal thing.
I in my brain, they're kind of related, so I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean the brushing of the teeth. I don't know if it's like the sound or the. I'm not sure, but it really drives me nuts.
That's a very unique quality about you, Jamie, that people love.
However, here's the positive spin.
Here's the positive spin.
At least they're brushing their teeth. Good oral hygiene is important.
This is true. This is true. I should look at the glass half full.
There you go. Thanks, Jamie. This is all because of a listener who is meticulous about how he rotates his clothes in his closet from color to dirt to how they're worn and all that stuff.
Yeah, to, you know, short sleeve, long sleeve. Like he's got a meticulous system and then rotates to make sure that the freshly washed go to the back. So the, you know, everything gets worn evenly. It's just next level perfection. Got another text. All DVDs must be in alphabetical order.
Yeah, you know, honestly, when I had a bigger DVD collection, I did the same thing. I mean, that was the only way that you could really organize them. Now, I had a friend who did it by genre and by alphabetical order. So
I think the farthest I got was if there's more than one movie in a series, I'm putting those together. That's about as far as
How do you find them all when you're trying to?
All the Harry Potters or, you know, all the, there's a lot of Toy Stories. Yeah, a lot of those.
Susie said, I talk to inanimate objects. I say, excuse me, to furniture when I bump into it and apologize to my coffee maker if I don't use it for a few days. Hey, sorry. I'm coming back. Oh, I'm coming back.
Are you lonely? I know. I'll be back soon.
I'm coming back. Thanks. Thanks.
That's hilarious.
That is kind of funny.
I kind of used to, again, when Toy Story was a big thing in our young kids' lives, I tended to start to talk to the toys.
Oh.
Because, you know, because Toy Story makes you feel like they're having parties when you're not playing with them or overnight when you're asleep. But I just wanted to say, you know, I started to take better care with them and made sure I gently placed them in the toy bins and just said, you guys are doing a great job. I love you.
Makes a lot of sense, Kelly.
I know.
Elizabeth says on Facebook, my love of flamingos is my unique quirk.
Oh.
And Halloween.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you go big.
I was going to say, Halloween is a big one for a lot of people, I think.
Oh, sure.
That's for sure.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Tammy says, I have a food texture quirk. I love the taste of bananas, but can't eat them because the texture makes me gag.
Oh, no.
So instead, I blend them into smoothies or mash them into things.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like, I love it.
They are a unique texture.
Yeah, a little slimy, little mushy, slimy, that sort of thing. Yeah, Beth says, my husband can tell you my quirk would be my shower concerts with dramatic narratives. That's funny. I don't just sing in the shower. She says, I create entire soap opera level storylines where I'm performing on stage and winning over a lost love.
OMG. Wow. That is hysterical. I mean,
well done.
If we could not have nudity, I'd love to see one.
I mean, speak for yourself, Kelly.
Stop it. Stop.
It's a human body.
Stop.
Nothing wrong with a little nudity every now and then.
Uh-huh. Natalie says, I narrate my partner's actions. If my partner's doing something mundane, like making a sandwich, I'll suddenly turn it into a dramatic sports commentator.
Oh, my gosh.
And he spreads the mayo with precision. Will he go for extra cheese? The crowd holds their breath.
I see he's chosen the oat over the white bread. Okay.
That's great.
Yeah, that's funny.
I think we all need some commentating in our life, right?
Yeah, these are the unique quirks that you have. Just one more here from Jess. I feel like everyone has done this, but my quirk is randomly testing their love.
Oh, no.
I'll do weird little tests like asking, would you still love me if I was a worm? I get it. Or hide under a blanket and wait to see if they notice my absence from existence.
Come on now.
Jess, come on.
Have you missed me yet?
Have you missed me? Would you love me if I was a worm?
Oh,
what if I had no arms or legs and I barked?
Stop talking.
Would you still love me? I just say no, I wouldn't.
Nope, I wouldn't. You'd be out of luck.
No, I just married you for your hotness. That was it.
Hey, will you get me a snack?
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, hey, those are funny. If you want to add some of your unique quirks, we got the post rolling at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hey, guess what? So we've got some tickets to the Louisville Ballet's production of Cinderella. It starts Friday, runs through Sunday this weekend, Kentucky Performing Arts, Whitney Hall. And if you want to win some tickets, we've got them for you. All it is a fun yet stressful game.
Yeah, it's a little pop quiz, if you will. You just got like 60 seconds to get through as many questions as you can.
Yeah, it's called Minute to Win It. We'll do it coming up next. If you want to play, 502-795-1997. That's coming up next on 99.7 DJX. Time to play a fun little game called Minute to Win It. Let's introduce you to Lexi, calling us from Jeff. Hi, Lexi.
Hello.
Hi there. Lexi's got brown hair, is 5'6". Is a supervisor and is currently in a relationship.
Yes.
How's it going for you?
It's going good. Not bad at all.
Okay.
Okay. How long have we been together?
11 years. A long time.
Now, was this like a high school sweetheart? You don't sound old enough to be that old.
It was.
Yeah.
High school sweetheart. We're still together.
That's kind of cool.
That's really sweet. Yeah, are we thinking this is going to go the distance? I mean, we're 11 years in.
I hope so. Crossing my fingers, I guess.
I mean, hey, you know what? You still just got to figure it out.
I like it.
Yeah.
Still got to make sure.
Just kick the tires a little longer.
Yeah, it's all good.
I like that.
All right, Lexi, Minute to Win It. We're going to toss 60 seconds of the clock, fire for 10 pop culture questions your way. Answer as many correctly as you can in under a minute and win. If you don't know an answer to a question,
just pass.
Yeah, just pass, and we'll come back to it if we have time. You ready?
Okay, I hope I don't embarrass myself.
Well, I kind of hope you do, but, you know, it's all right.
It's better for us if you do.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. All right, Lexi, here's your first question. Your time will start after I finish asking it. KDF stands for what?
Pass.
Okay. The Giver is a country crossover song by which pop artist?
Oh, my goodness. have no idea. Pass.
Oh, okay. Abel Tesfaye is better known as which pop star? These are kind of...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
These are a little hard. You didn't
Which Lou Villian famously tripped on the stairs while accepting her Oscar in 2013?
Is it Lady Gaga? That's wrong.
That's wrong. Yeah, looking for Jennifer Lawrence
this
there.
This is great.
The Kentucky Derby is known as the fastest blank minutes in sports. Looking for a number. 2 minutes, yes. Is carrot a fruit or a vegetable?
Vegetable.
What hit Netflix series follows a young woman navigating life in Paris while working in marketing?
Emily in Paris.
All right. You got.
Hey, she made a strong comeback there.
Hey, you got three right.
First ones were insane.
Yeah, you know. We'll go over some of the ones you got incorrect. KDF stands for...
Kentucky Derby Festival. You'll be hearing a lot about that in coming weeks.
All right. The Giver, a country crossover song by which pop artist?
Chapel Roan. That probably wasn't as widely known.
Yeah, that's a little newer.
That's a new one.
Yeah, that's her new one. That's her new one. That's her new one. Abel Tesfaye is better known as which pop star?
The Weeknd.
Yeah, The Weeknd. That one was a little tougher, sure. Which Lou Villian famously tripped on the stairs while accepting her Oscar in 2013?
Yeah, it's Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay. I do remember that one. I could not think of her name. Okay. Yeah.
Right. No, I get it. Sometimes it just escapes you.
I get it.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, didn't do great, Lexi.
No.
We got through 7 questions.
But, you know, you are doing great with your relationship. 11 years strong. My goodness.
Yes. Winning.
That is something special. And so we're going to give you a pity win. So congratulations.
Just as good.
You are welcome. Welcome. We're just happy that you wanted to spend a couple minutes with the show here this morning,
exactly.
Okay?
Whatever you got to do to jump through these little hoops. Yes.
Yeah. All right, Lexi. Well, enjoy, and I'm going to put you on hold just another quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
All right.
Listen, sir, you're going to have to start off a little easier. Let
you
him
mean,
build some confidence.
Start with the is a carrot a fruit or a vegetable question
exactly,
first.
Yes, move those up.
give them a little bit more than what is KDF.
Maybe what color is a carrot?
Is a carrot? Now, is it a fruit or vegetable? Exactly. All right, we'll knock both those out at once.
Exactly.
All right, minute to win it there. Always a fun time.
Yep.
On 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So Michelle used to be homeless, struggled with drug addiction. Now she works to help get other people off the street.
Uh-huh.
So Jelly Roll wanted to surprise her in a very big way. Got the help of an influencer that goes by MD Motivator on TikTok. So here she is. She's helping somebody, which happened to be MD Motivator, and then found out she's not only getting tickets to his show, but then there's an even bigger surprise that awaited her.
You okay?
I'm not okay. I need shoes.
Okay, just stay here, okay?
Can I give you a hug?
Yeah, of course. Come here.
Thank you. You struggled with homelessness?
Oh, yeah. For 3 years.
I didn't need shoes.
Okay.
I was just trying to find someone who was going to be kind and help me.
Okay.
Before I go, I have one gift for you.
Congratulations. You will not be home tonight because Jelly Roll wanted to personally invite you to a show, VIP tickets.
You're going to the show tonight.
Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me here.
Zach has gifted me this box for us. We got to open it.
The windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason because what's in front of you is so much more important than what is behind you. Put on this blindfold.
One, two,
thank you. I thought I was going to die, man. My dad was always so worried that he'd get a phone call that I'd be dead on the street.
Now you call him, you got a call.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And that's pretty cool.
He gave her a car, which is just so fantastic. And then during the show, he locks eyes with her, points at her, dedicates and sings Save Me to her.
Mm.
Just so great. You can see the entire story, and there's a lot to unpack there in the best way at WDJX.com, brought to you by Belle of Louisville.
Yeah, you know, Jelly Roll actually broke down what he eats now on a regular day on tour. And now he has a personal chef, so it's a little bit different than just like, you know, you or I.
Right. He's been on a weight loss journey, has been talking about it.
Yeah, but some of the highlights was a sort of like, Waffle House like creation with homemade hash browns, diced up veggies, chicken sausage, sauerkraut. He has like a peanut butter cookie dough bite with banana snack, and then dinner kind of like a gravy fries, like poutine, because he's in Canada and that's kind of a Canadian thing. But it's dairy free and it's made with cashew cheese and gravy and piled on top of shredded chicken thighs and homemade French fries and stuff like that. So sounds delicious.
Yeah, if we could just have some personal chefs like that, just like make some like TV dinners for us that we can buy and just heat up, that'd be great.
My gosh, it sounds great. But anyways, good stuff there. Time for some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Dear Ben and Kelly, I need your help. Okay, so I need to know if I'm a horrible person or if I just found myself in the middle of a romantic con artist scheme and didn't even realize it.
Okay, go on.
I've been dating this guy for a little while. Nothing super serious yet, just a few dates. He's charming, fun. Honestly, I was starting to think this could turn into something real. But then date number three happened.
Okay.
He takes me to this fancy upscale restaurant, tells me to dress up. I'm thinking, okay, big date night. This is exciting.
Sure.
Dinner's great. Conversation's flowing. And then before the check arrives, he leans in and whispers, just play along. This is going to get us free dinner.
Okay.
Before I can even ask what he means, this man drops to one knee, pulls out a ring box, and proposes.
Wow.
Like in the middle of the restaurant in front of everyone.
Uh-huh.
I was so caught off guard, I just kind of went with it.
Okay.
Did the whole hands over my mouth thing, nodding like I was in a rom-com. Next thing I know, the whole restaurant's clapping. The manager is comping our entire meal.
Oh, wow. It worked.
So here's the kicker. He suggests we do it again.
Okay. So he didn't he wasn't really proposing.
Nope. Just to get the free meal.
Gotcha.
He was banking on the restaurant, comping the meal because, let's celebrate the happy couple.
Sure.
So yeah, they do it again. This past weekend at another restaurant, he tried it again. This time we only got free dessert, but still free dessert.
Okay.
So now I'm starting to feel weird about it. Like, is this stealing?
Huh.
Is this hilarious and clever, or am I basically scamming these poor restaurants? He thinks it's all fun and harmless, but I'm kind of getting that ick feeling. Like, should I shut this down before I become the Bonnie to his Clyde?
Okay.
Or am I overthinking it? Help, your accidental scam queen.
Accidental scam queen.
Yeah.
Interesting, because the second time wouldn't be accident, right?
Oh, no, that becomes habitual.
Yeah, I was going to say, the second time is not quite as accidental. Wow, that is involved.
It is involved, and bold move on date three for him to toss that out there without even explaining the plan. And, you know, fortunately for him, she bit, went with it.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm just thinking down the road, like, what if she were serious with this guy? They end up getting over this little weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
And then what if he wants to propose for real? Is she going to believe him?
Well, he's not going to do it in a restaurant.
Or no, actually, he shouldn't.
Well, maybe he probably will.
Well, yeah, because he's going to possibly at least get free dessert.
I was going to say, get at least free dessert for the real time that he does it. But yeah, that is a bold move. Like for a three dates in, you're right. Bold move.
Right, because, but see, Chrissy says, I don't see anything wrong with it. As long as she's still able to order what she wants, it'd be different if he was like, I have this coupon, so you have to order this type of thing. A lot of couples, especially when you're young, don't have a lot of money, may not have a high-paying job, very reasonable to use coupons as long as he's upfront about it. Well, he's not really using coupons, though. This is a fake story.
Yeah, this is him proposing with a ring that may or may not be a real diamond.
I'm sure it's fake.
Amber says, girl, that man is broke.
Yeah.
Once is a little dumb, but whatever. Twice, he's either a weird thrill seeker or just doesn't have the money. Either way, not a good look.
Yeah.
Another person says, Chana says, hey, this is really weird. The fact that you've done it twice now, to play along is also very strange. Next up, hey, let's dress up like robbers and go, quote, insert stupid idea here. See you on the news.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this could snowball. This could absolutely snowball. Marlene on Facebook says, wow, just wow. He's a slimy scam artist. That's blatant theft. Mm. I have no respect for people who perpetrate that type of behavior. Mm. I hope you have better morals.
Man. Well, and then
that's, you know, kind of validating her starting to have those feelings.
Yeah, sure. I mean, and then any restaurant owners in the sound of my voice or managers are sitting there going, I wonder how many people do this. Like, is this a thing that people will fake? I know every now. Okay. So say this. Is this different than faking a birthday to get a free cake?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have done that too.
You know, I mean, if we said, hey, we're just saying, oh, hey, it's my friend's birthday.
You never have to prove it.
I mean, is that any different? Interesting. All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories about this sort of thing. Have you been caught in this sort of a situation?
For the record, I'm not a fan of either faking a birthday or faking a proposal to get free stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Kelly, for clearing that up, because you were kind of on the fence with all that.
Well, the way that you positioned it is like, is it any different? It's going to be fine.
It's kind of, sounds kind of economical, actually.
I do like to save money.
Come on, kids. Let's go out. It's going to be both Jake, your birthday, and Ava's going to be your birthday, too.
But listen, legit, it is Ava's birthday this weekend. So if you see me out and we're having
a
birthday
dinner,
don't
ask to see your ID.
It's legit her birthday this weekend.
Uh-huh. Right, Kelly. Right. All right. 502-795-1997. Let's hear your stories coming up. Slimy, ick. Words that have described our listener's boyfriend on 99.70JX. He just thought, you know what? Going to be a great way to get a free meal. Let's just pretend like we're getting engaged. Did it a couple times, in fact.
Starting to turn into a regular thing, and she's feeling really bad about it. Like, this feels like stealing.
Ray says, the fact he didn't even consult you before immediately jumping into it the first time is crazy. Just run. Yeah, I mean, it was just a, like, kind of lean over and say, hey, go with me on this sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, and Dawn was just like, it's dishonest. You're scamming the restaurants. So just don't.
Yeah, by the way,
this was date three that this first happened.
Yeah, if you're jumping in on our Facebook post, there are, I think there's something in the her note from our listener that has triggered the bots on our Facebook.
There's a comment from Nikki who is like sending people to talk to this person. This
and then
me a couple of months
and then
ago.
There's
I'm happy
a,
to see how well people are recommending him. It's like all those like,
and then there's a Catherine who is also jumping in on everybody's comment. And were you also scammed? Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. So yeah, just be careful and don't get scammed from the people.
our Facebook post is getting scammed.
That's right. Like, what is going on? Thank great. Now we can just be upset at our listener for another reason.
Yeah, you know what? And Brandy kind of sums it up. It's stealing, taking the advantage of genuine kindness from the restaurant. Some restaurants, even fancy ones, are privately owned. And that's profits that they're losing for the scam. So stop doing it.
Yeah, she goes on and says, I could see myself comping a meal for a couple who just got engaged if I were the restaurant owner. But after reading this story, I may think twice. Yeah, you know, I mean, that is... Do businesses do the, it's your birthday, you get a free dessert or something like that?
Yeah, there are many that do, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Yeah, and that's what I thought. Like, is this different than just saying, hey, it's my friend's birthday? And if you're a manager, do you see through that stuff? Is that something that you're just like, yeah, okay, buddy?
But then again, you look like a jerk if you're questioning it. Like, let me see your driver's license.
Or,
you'll prove it.
Or you just say, hey, happy birthday. And you bring a couple wait staff over and go, happy birthday.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah.
And then, it's just like a high fives and, you know, nothing's comped.
You know what? I feel like highlighting things like this might shut that down for everyone. Are we going to ruin it for everybody who's actually legit getting these perks? and being celebrated properly?
We may be.
I hope not.
Who knows? We may be. All right. Well, anyways, I think the consensus for everyone is that it's ick. Yes. And that, you know, once maybe just a thrill seeker. Are you, and this, I wish we were talking to her, because I'm like, are you someone who's attracted to the quote bad boys, you know?
Right.
Because I feel like if you're hanging around and you're getting a little thrill out of it and like, oh, okay, well, he's kind of charming, but he does scam a bunch of people out of free food. So, okay.
Yeah, we're date three. I feel like we bail at this point. That's kind of where, after kind of thinking on it a little bit more and just seeing all the comments, I just think let's go ahead and cut and run, because I just don't think that this is boding well for any of his other qualities that you may find out later. I mean, if he's willing to do this kind of a thing more than once, mm-hmm. what other kind of scammy things is he going to be capable of, or dishonest things is he going to be capable of down the road?
All right. True. Good talk. Thank you for reaching out. That is group therapy. Knowing this is April Fool's Day, we need to take a lesson from Susan. Susan is a prankster, and Susan got in a lot of trouble because of an April Fool's prank that she pulled.
She's kind of become the unofficial spokesperson for the day.
A favorite day for pranksters is the time of year when you're never really sure what's the truth.
Right.
One veteran April Fool's Day jokester in Kingsport had it all planned out.
All right, so we're going to now hear from Susan, the prankster.
I do April Fool's Day jokes all the time, okay?
All the time, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Everybody who knows Susan knows this is her thing.
Not
right?
My first rodeo.
This year would be the best yet. A prank for her sister.
I was doing an April Fool's joke.
All right. So she is pranking her sister. She's just explaining the joke.
I said, Helen, I shot my husband.
Okay.
I'm cleaning up the mess. Let's go bury him in Blackwater.
So she calls what? Her sister and says she shot her husband and is now burying him.
What in the world?
Yeah, you heard correctly. She told her sister she murdered her husband.
What? Yeah!
Isn't that going to be hilarious?
Isn't it going to be
this is so funny?
Fun!
Oh,
sister Helen called another family member. Somebody called 911.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, maybe Helen isn't as keen to Susan's jokes
and being an accessory to murder.
And next thing I knew, there was law everywhere.
Oh my gosh! She realized then.
And next thing I knew, there was law everywhere.
She knew then that maybe she had gone too far, but
the response was excellent.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's good to know that they will be there lickety-split if you need them.
Kingsport police staged outside of Hudson's pastel yellow house, guns drawn, as they prepared themselves for a bloody murder scene.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Yeah. I mean, they're sitting there going, okay, they have to take this seriously, of course.
Right.
You know? So, anyways, they now talk to a neighbor.
And I thought it was somebody, some big man going to come out there. Here come the woman out and handcuffed her, put her in the car. And I thought, well, what in the world she done?
Well, what in the world? Well, that's just Susan. That's just Susan.
She's up to her old tricks again.
But inside, they only found Hudson, and she started to learn the joke might be on her.
Then April Fool.
April Fool. The fool was her.
That's a guy that, you know what? He's had teeth at one point, but you know what? Maybe don't need him anymore. Maybe doesn't need him much anymore.
Here's the one question I still have about this story. Did she ever like get booked for, or at least have to pay for the excellent police response? I don't know if we ever got that part of the story.
And she just might agree.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
And there's Susan,
who's she learned a life
smoked
lesson.
About two packs of cigarettes a day since she was 12.
Bless her heart. I'm guessing she was able to walk away relatively unscathed, but just, again, learned where the line was for April Fool's jokes.
Yeah, she learned for the very first time where the line was. So
By leaping over it. Also learned that her sister is not going to be an accessory to murder. Not going to help her bury the body in black water.
She's like, dang. Blood thicker than water? Not in my family.
You were my ride or die.
Yeah, I thought you were my ride or die. Not the case. Oh, shoot. We will post up the story on X at Ben and Kelly Show. It is one that we have shared.
We will never not share it.
I was going to say, we've shared it year in, year out for probably the past 12, 15 years.
Can't stop, won't stop. It's a valuable lesson.
It is a lesson every year on this day on 99.70JX. Time for a Setting the Bar story. Kelly, this is...
Well, that's an example of what not to do.
Right.
Little oopsies.
Yeah. Yeah. Set the bar for your day kind of low. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting the intrusive thoughts win and braiding a stranger's hair while she's sleeping on an airplane, you're doing okay.
That doesn't sound like she gave permission.
Definitely didn't. She was on a cross-country flight, fell asleep. Guy behind her braided her hair.
The man that braided my hair while I was asleep on the plane, I need you to come forth immediately. You sat directly behind me. Some people might say, how did you let somebody braid your hair? First of all, when I get on the plane, I don't sleep. I hibernate.
I hibernate. Yeah.
Best way to travel if you got a long flight, sure.
I remember specifically, I'm asleep on the plane and I hear ka-ch, ka-ch. And I said, who is taking pictures? And when I wake up, it's literally right in my ear. That's where I found the braid. Don't touch people while they're asleep. It's weird.
Yeah, it is definitely weird. She didn't get to confront him, she said, but she did because she didn't really even see the braid until she got to her Airbnb.
Now, listen, she was asking for him to come forward. I don't think he's going to say, that was me.
He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You want someone that was weirdly, creepily braiding your hair? That was me. Yeah, that
well,
was
and
me.
Again, her tone doesn't lead to, I just want to thank you for giving me an amazing hairstyle. Like, that's not the tone of the video.
No.
So I don't think that she's going to get a result of someone coming forward.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But again, you're letting the intrusive thoughts win if you're just sitting there and you're like, oh, there's hair, right? I just want to touch the hair.
Sure. And he was probably thinking, you know what? It's curing his boredom and she is probably going to love it. It's going to be a fun little gift.
Probably going to love it.
But at the root of it, it's a stranger touching your hair.
Yeah.
Which has a big ew factor.
That's got an ick to it. Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So again, let's not let the intrusive thoughts win. Let's not braid strangers' hair while you're on an airplane.
To ourself, please.
All right. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7DJX. Coming up next, by the way, app has a unique way of matching you with a potential date on 99.7DJX. Now, Kelly and I are both married, and we got married before dating apps were huge. I mean, they were
just getting started.
Yeah, there were dating sites and things like that that you could use.
Right.
But the apps weren't really a big thing when Kelly and I got married. But
no, I tried eHarmony for like a month.
There's an app called Tribal. Have you heard of this?
No, this is the first time I've heard about it.
So what it does is it asks you questions and it blurs the pictures of the person that you're communicating with for 72 hours. And the idea is so you get to know them personally, intellectually, before making a decision based on how they look.
Okay, so they're trying to avoid the whole, we're just basing it solely on looks at the beginning, and then you go on some dates and find out you don't have anything in common.
Yeah, because, you know, they're trying to kind of combat against the swipe culture.
Yeah.
And how many times do you think you've probably swiped past someone who could have been a great match just because they didn't immediately have a feature that popped out at you? You know
what
I mean?
Right. Yeah. You know what? My husband and I were talking about this because he's, you know, read and heard about, especially men who are having a hard time. They're having to swipe through hundreds before they even find one that they meet for coffee.
Well,
like it's gotten that difficult.
Maybe this is then the app that they should go towards. Here's the creator talking about it.
Tribal is essentially a friendship and dating app, but it's really based on psychology and it's all about combating loneliness and improving social connection, trying to use technology in a really positive way. So the profile build and the questions are all around compatibility and values.
Okay, so you're going to answer a bunch of like compatibility sort of questions, things like that. And then what the app will try to do is match you with people with like interests.
Similar interests.
And
yes.
Values, yeah.
And that's how people are matched and brought together. And I guess the psychology behind that is having aligned values, really trying to just eliminate that kind of superficial swipe culture.
Yeah, so like she said, she's trying to get away from just the swipe, 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 swipe. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I know you kind of like the same things I do. We kind of have the same values. Maybe you have a face that I wouldn't immediately gravitate towards, but I know you as a person now, and so maybe I'll give you a shot.
So maybe I might look at you a little bit differently, more favorably than I normally would have had we not, like, if I didn't know anything about you.
Right.
Which, you know, when we were talking about the whole, like, men having a hard time swiping and finding anyone to even have a coffee with, it's like, on the other side, it's like women seem to, I guess at this point, have too high of standards. Like, they can't find anyone that's going to meet all of their criteria and check all of their boxes. And so maybe this will help narrow that down for both sides a little bit more. And it's kind of taken a cue from, I'll say, eHarmony back in the day. You had to pay, first of all,
right,
to be a member of that. So right there, they were hoping you'd be more serious about finding a mate,
sure,
if you have,
sure,
to pay, have to be on this app.
Buy into
and,
it, yeah.
Yes, and then you had to go through this extensive questionnaire, getting to know all about you. And then that was the idea behind that one, is trying to find you, matches based on your answers to that questionnaire. So I like that they're kind of doing this, and it's the same kind of concept to shows like Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are pairing up, you're next to these people, are talking through a wall and getting to know each other for a long time,
right,
before they decide. And then they have to decide if they love the person or something before they even see them for the first time, which is a little aggressive.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if this is a thing that kind of takes off, or is it too much work?
Yeah.
to like really, really take hold. So,
well, if you're serious about trying to settle down and find someone like to have a real relationship with, I feel like this will be a better option for you.
Maybe. We'll post it on X at Ben and Kelly Show. You can take a look at it on 99.70JX. But yeah, interesting. It's called Tribal. You can check it out on 99.70JX. Remember,
be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
Yeah, so yeah, today being April 1st.
And be careful while you're interneting.
True.
Right? Like, don't jump to conclusions at every shocking little thing that you see. I'll say this, in the last week, I've seen a couple of different big AI posts. One is Taylor and Travis in wedding garb.
Like,
they got married.
Oh.
And then the next one I saw just a couple of days ago, holding up an ultrasound. And it's obvious it's AI, but it's
right,
pretty good AI.
Right.
And it's fooling a lot of people who are sharing it left and right and posting congratulations.
Do you remember some of these like older April Fool's pranks that some of the companies did? Like, for example, back in 2017, the company Petco announced the arrival of a doo-doo drone, a battery-powered drone that could scoop up after your dog.
That's just smart.
Which it was an April Fool's prank, but I feel like that was, 8 years ago. I feel like that's something that could actually be a thing.
Let's go ahead and make that a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. 2019, Tinder added a height verification to their app, made you prove that you are actually 6'1".
Gotcha.
Right. But then there was like Taco Bell. I remember back in the day, I don't know if you remember this, but it was like, it was back in the 90s, I want to say, Taco Bell announced that they were going to buy the Liberty Bell, the historic Liberty Bell, right? And their plans to rename it as the Taco Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
But it didn't have the effect. Well, maybe it did have the effect because it got him a lot of attention, but a lot of people were a little bit,
upset
about it. Right.
Yes. They're like, a historic,
right,
piece.
Commercialization of a national treasure. Right.
No,
exactly.
We do not do that.
Exactly.
Well, you remember the one time that we, tried to tell everybody that Derby was moving to Keeneland?
Yeah. That
resulted in some meetings.
That there was a lot of meetings.
And we just kind of thought, hey, Churchill Downs, you're gonna see how many people love you.
Yeah.
And love the Derby here, and don't you feel good about that?
So, anyways, today, one of those days that you just kind of not believe everything you see.
Be careful of your April Fool's joke.
Right, take it from Susan. All right, if you missed anything from the podcast, from the show, catch up on the podcast. What else, Kelly?
I believe that's it. Just have a great day. Again, proceed with caution. Have fun, kids.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Goodbye.